friends and our therapists. This is Yujung, and here on the Thirsty for Art podcast, we talk all about growing as art therapists and professionals, as well as growing our online businesses. Welcome to the podcast, and let's dive in. Hello, hello. How are you doing? What is up? I'm doing very well, and today we're going to talk about non-clinical work or non-clinical business. And specifically, we're going to talk about the three stages of doing non-clinical work. So from my experience of doing this type of work, I noticed that there are three big stages in doing this. And so I'll share what those three stages or phases are and what you need to do in each stage to fully realize your potential, to fully embrace, you know, what you can do at that moment, and also to move to the next stage. And why are we talking about non-clinical work and the three stages today? Because there are specific challenges that come with, you know, each stage, each phase that you're in terms of your business or your work. And it's kind of specific to doing non-clinical services and this type of work. So I find that there are many like common questions that come up when people do non-clinical work. And these stages and what I'll share in those stages will help you get those answers that you're wondering about, and even the answers to the challenges that you're dealing with in each stage. So if you are interested in doing non-clinical work, if you've just got information about it, you just learned about it, or even if you're doing it yourself right now and you're pretty successful right now, this is the episode that you want to listen to, okay? So let's get started. So there are three big stages or phases in doing non-clinical work. And the first stage, I have a name for each stage, so it's easy to remember. The first stage is the cocoon stage. So you're kind of like in a cocoon. I like to also think of it as the impossibility stage. And that's because when you're in this first stage, you might not think of non-clinical work as a possibility for yourself. So this is the stage where you are unaware even about non-clinical work. Maybe you're just doing clinical work, or maybe you are in training right now, in grad school right now, and you don't really know what it is, or you just learned about it, okay? Right? You just heard about it, you maybe saw my posts on social media, and so you just found out. And or even you've known it for a long time, but you never really considered it, but it has come up in your awareness and possibly in your work as well. So you are thinking of non-clinical work, you're aware of it, or maybe you're not aware of it, but you are thinking, how's that even possible, right? You don't even kind of entertain the possibility that it could be what you would do. So there is a lot of fear and hesitation around the idea of non-clinical work at that cocoon stage, right? So in the cocoon stage, the challenge unique to this stage is that you have to become aware. You have to become aware of the option of non-clinical work, first of all. That's the challenge of the cocoon stage if you are unaware. But also the other challenge is to really look inside in yourself to see what's aligned with you, right? Is non-clinical work for me? Is clinical work for you? You might have to really look inside yourself to kind of make that determination or decision. And so for those of you who are in the cocoon stage, in the impossibility stage, I like to call it, there is an affirmation I want to share with you. Perhaps this affirmation will help you in moving through the challenge of, or meeting the challenge of this stage and helping you move to the next stage if, and this is a big if the non-clinical work is really for you. So the affirmation that I want to share with you is, I can do what I truly want to do. I am allowed to play big, right? is the affirmation. I can do what I truly want to do. I am allowed to play big. Right? 'Cause one of the biggest kind of obstacles in considering non-clinical business or non-clinical work is the fear of playing big, honestly. So that affirmation will hopefully be very helpful for you if you are in the cocoon stage. All right, on to the next stage. The next stage is the rise up stage. And it usually comes after the cocoon stage. So if you can just imagine maybe like a butterfly coming out of that cocoon, perhaps. This is the rise up stage. I also like to call it the possibility stage because this is where you have actually considered the possibility of non-clinical work and you have found that this is for you, right? And so you start this journey. So in this stage, you have decided to do the work, decided to do non-clinical work, and or you are at the same time struggling to embrace that, embrace the non-clinical work or the non-clinical maybe identity even, and embrace the marketing part, embrace showing up as that non-clinical service provider, right? Showing up as yourself as well. So in this rise up or possibility stage, you may be, branching out from the clinical work and actually starting freelance work, perhaps that's involving non-clinical services, right? And so you start to try to transition to perhaps full-time non-clinical position or even start a business of your own. So that's where you might be in this stage. And specifically in this phase of doing non-clinical work, the challenge is to fully embrace the non-clinical and fully embrace what you want. Because you have determined a little bit that, oh, this is what I really want to do. This is kind of my, wish, my dream work. So you start to do it, but it takes time to fully embrace it sometimes and fully embrace what you want and fully embrace and kind of like embody, right? Embody the non-clinical work. So that is the challenge of this stage. And in this stage, a lot of people are dealing with imposter syndrome. like, am I qualified to do this? Do I have enough blank? Do I have enough X, Y, and Z? Do I have enough experience, training, know-how, business skills, whatever, whatever, right? So there's a lot of imposter syndrome that can come up in this stage. But in order for you to move past that, you will need to dig deep into your own identity, right? Who you are, outside of doing clinical work. Perhaps if you were in a position where you had to do clinical work before, or you were doing it before, and you're transitioning to non-clinical, or even if you haven't done clinical work before, you do have to dig deep into who you are as a person, as a human being as well, in addition to being a professional, right? And embrace that non-clinical work that you do, right? Embracing that and marketing yourself effectively and easily. But marketing part actually just comes naturally when you embrace, right? Embrace that non-clinical work you do. So all in all, basically what I'm trying to say here is that the next step for you in this rise up stage is that you, all these things that you want to do will be done. For example, moving through imposter syndrome, embracing the non-clinical work and owning it. All these things will be done if you simply fully believe in who you are, right? Fully believe in who you are and also in your own work in the non-clinical service because they're pretty much the same thing, basically. Believing in yourself and believing in what you do. Same thing. the rise up stage is where you just like fully believe, like the challenge is that the solution is that the key is that in order for you to go on to the next stage, to really work on your belief in yourself and in your service. And so the affirmation for you all, if you are in this rise up stage, in the possibility stage, the affirmation for you is, I am so valuable. My work is worth gold. Or anything related to fully believing in who you are and what you provide for people. And the next stage, the third stage or phase of doing non-clinical work, is what I call the soaring stage, the soar stage, when the butterfly actually soars in the air, to the world, right? Really soaring, flying high, and having that freedom, and having that power. So I also like to call this stage the full potential stage, right? So in the soaring stage, you are doing the work, right? You have moved through the rise up stage. You have begun to fully believe in what you do and who you are. So you're doing the work and you enjoy the fact that you are expanding yourself so much more than before. So you're really stepping into that bigger version of yourself and you feel much more confident with what you do. So in real life, from a physical point of view, you might have fully transitioned to non-clinical work 100%, right? Maybe you have your own business, or maybe you are employed or freelancing, but you're, solely doing non-clinical work. You love what you do, and you may be looking into actually scaling your business. So going up a notch for your business, growing your business, how to expand from there, because you now are comfortable with how your business is running. It's time to actually step it up a bit, right? To grow a bit. So the unique challenge of the soaring stage is to find what works for you in terms of how and where and who you work with. So basically, you are trying to fine-tune your work, fine-tune your non-clinical work, because non-clinical work in and of itself is a really big category of work. There's a lot of variety that can happen in terms of how you work, where you work, or who you work with. So now the storing stage is where you fine-tune. You have to get really specific in what works best for you, because there is only one you in this world and you have a unique way of working, right? So there is this realization that, oh, I can do what I want to do now, right? I love what I do now, but I got to make some updates. I've got to make some specific changes in the work that I do and the business that I run. So this is the stage where you get to do that, right? You just have to get specific into what is fully aligned with you, right? So for example, is it groups that really light you up? Is it workshops that really light you up? And who is it that lights you up the most when you work with them? So you gotta be very specific. Unless you like working with tons of different people, but as a human being, usually we have our own preferences, we have our own unique strengths that work the best with certain types of people in certain situations, and yada yada yada, right? So, just getting specific into what's fully aligned with you is your kind of goal in this soaring stage. So if you're in this stage, I want to give you this affirmation to help you out with fully kind of potentializing or fully embodying your full potential, right, in this stage and moving on to whatever is next for you, right? And that affirmation is, I love finding what works for me. I love being the most me in my business or work. So I love what works. I love finding what works for me. I love being the most me in my business. That's the most fun. So it's a wonderful stage to be in, same as all the other stage. It's wonderful because there's this realization in all of the stages of what you really want and giving permission for you to step into what you really want, right? So all of these stages are doing that. And that's the beautiful thing about non-clinical work, I believe, because it's all about that. It's all about getting really clear on who you are, honoring who you are, really just listening to who you are and following who you are, basically. Because if you do that, you get to play big. You get to just embody your best self. And that's what we need. Our therapists being the best self in this field, right? All right, so those are the three stages: the cocoon stage, which I like to call it the impossibility stage. The second stage is the rise up stage, the possibility stage, aka. And the third stage is the soaring stage, aka the full potential stage, right? So those are the three stages. See if which one you are in right now. I know these are just concepts that I have kind of come up with just to kind of organize this process a little better for everybody and for myself too, to just reflect on what I have gone through. But it could be fun to just identify where I am in, and that might be really helpful to also rise up to the challenge that's unique to that phase, right? And then move on to the next phase, which is your own evolution. And this whole work in this field, right? So I have a special word for those of you who are in the rise up stage, the possibility stage, because those of you who are in that stage, the second stage, are mostly the people I love to help with. And those are the people who actually come to me a lot of the times, and have a lot of questions, and need a lot of support and help. So I have a special word for you if you are in that possibility stage, right? So if you are in that possibility stage, I just want to say that it can get quite tricky and hard, because first of all, that you love your work, you like non-clinical service, you know that for sure, but you might be dealing with identity stuff. You really have to let go of your clinical identity. That's one thing for sure, while embracing more of who you are as a human being and more of you, just you, right? You showing up in your non-clinical offerings. It's just a different way of operating when you are doing non-clinical work. So there's definitely a lot of digging into yourself and realizing your humanness, and embracing your identity outside of the clinical realm. That's definitely something that happens here, in this stage. So a lot of identity things might be coming up. And as I said before, that belief, believing fully in your own self and the work that you provide is the kind of crux, is the main thing in this phase. So I know it can be hard to fully embrace and fully believe in yourself and in your work, right? So if you are having a little bit of trouble with that, just definitely listen to one of my imposter syndrome episode in the past. That really can be helpful because there are some things that I share in that episode that will help you realize, oh, okay, I'm already good enough, right? I can already just fully step into myself right now. There's nothing else that I quote unquote need to do in order to be worthy to do what I want to do. So listen to my imposter syndrome episode. And also, if you are having trouble business-wise in terms of marketing yourself effectively, which I actually, think is a matter of owning who you are and owning your work, aka fully believing in yourself, that is the core of marketing, basically. But if you are having trouble with that part, the marketing part, and fully embracing the non-clinical, I really would love to have you in my Visionary Art Therapist membership because, we have tons of art therapists in there. We have tons of creative facilitators in there who are in the same stage as you, who are trying to embrace the non-clinical and stepping fully into themselves as they start to provide non-clinical work. So you are going to be really kind of embraced and cocooned in this warm, supportive energy when you join the membership, because we all know we have these big dreams that we want to realize, and we are going to believe in ourselves as we do that. And so challenges come up, obstacles and difficult parts do come up as we start to believe, as we take action into doing non-clinical work. But the nice part of being in that membership is that you're not alone, and you also have me there who went through that rise up stage, who went through that possibility stage, and faced a challenge of fully embracing who I am and fully embracing the non-clinical work. So I really believe in you, just as I have believed in myself as I went through that stage. So I know this is so doable, like believing in yourself and marketing easily and embracing yourself and your non-clinical work. And so I'm gonna be there. I'm always there in the membership to help you out with that. So definitely, if you're in that rise up stage, that possibility stage, we'd love to have you inside the Visionary Art Therapist membership. And so if you wanna join, I'm gonna put that link in the show notes. So do check it out. Okay, so thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope you found it kind of enlightening and useful and informative. It's just something that I've kind of like realized as I have reflected on what I have went through as I did non-clinical work. And so perhaps this will be applicable for you as you start to, or as you just pursue your own dream business or work as an art therapist. So, thanks so much for listening. I will talk to you next time. Bye bye.